The first function of a true mythology is to let a person know that this is a wonder and that it is a glorious privilege to have one's intellect operating in relationship to it. About the 7th century BC, however, there took place what I call the great reversal. People afraid of life, the word of the Buddha, all life is sorrowful. Well, affirming life isn't too easy after all. What is it? It's a monstrous thing. Life lives on life. Life eats life. Otherwise it wouldn't exist. Life kills. When eyes first opened, after hundreds of millions of years of life, what they saw was that horrendous thing of life living on life. And sometimes people can't take it. And so we have these religions of pulling out. You remember the words of Schopenhauer, perhaps. Life is something that should not have been. It is based on the illusion of each person separate from the others, fighting for place and existence. The old affirmation was, yea, to exactly that, to the power of life as it consumed itself. And so the animals gave themselves as willing victims, and the warrior gave himself as a willing victim. That wonderful cry of the young Sioux warriors going to battle, which we read in that wonderful book, Black Elk Speaks. Today is a wonderful day to die. This is a heroic, affirmative attitude toward the necessities of existence. The other attitude is that of withdrawing and pulling out. The first function of mythology, then, is the old mythologies to affirm this world. There's a wonderful Buddhist saying, this world just as it is, with all of its turmoil, all of its ignorance, all of its horrendous suffering, is the golden lotus world of perfection. And if you don't see it as such, it's not the world's fault. You must make a little adjustment here in the eye, and you will see it radiant of wonder. But if you are too tender about your own pain, your own existence, your own preciousness, you, the precious thing, are going to die, then it's a horrible world.